Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. And I am so pleased to see the bright, shiny faces of that crew that's up in the choir today. I am anxious to hear them sing, looking forward to it. While we are congratulating ourselves and renewing visits and conversations that we've had with the folks that we've worked through the rummage sale, how about standing up and giving God's peace to your neighbor and to the ones across the aisle and to some folks you don't know? Introduce yourself. And if they've been members since 2000 or 1918, say hello. Now, if you will please be seated, let's center our minds and hearts on the worship of our Lord by singing our hymn of preparation. I made a comment to one of the folks as I was leaving yesterday about 1:30, quarter of two, from the Asbury Gym. And I said, well, nobody's going to have to rock me to sleep tonight. And that was true. There was an awful lot of hard work. But we did have a good time with the rummage sale yesterday and all last week. It was wonderful to get to know some of you and to work with you, some folks that I don't get to see on a regular basis. If anything, I think that's, regardless of how much money we made, I think that was one of the nicest aspects of working the rummage sale last week. And if you didn't get an opportunity to, may I highly recommend that the next time, if ever we do that again, the next time we do something like that, please come. And if you say, well, I can't work, hey, get in a wheelchair and come on. You'd be surprised at how much fun you can have, even if you're just sitting in the middle of the crowd. There are a few announcements that I want to make. I'd like to call your attention to the numbers that are on the back of the bulletin. The figures are not accurate. You need to do some reversal. If you don't understand what I'm saying, then you can call Gail, although I hate for you to bother Gail this week because she's going to be counting our money from the rummage sale. If you'll look on the back, the year-to-date received versus actual expense surplus, you need to reverse that and send that $21,000 figure down to the apportionments that's paid. And then you need to add for the actual expenses, $18,845. That's the correct number. If you don't understand, I'm a word person. I don't do numbers, but I think I got those right. But if I didn't, call Gail if you are concerned and you want to get that straight. I also want to call to your attention the very bottom of the bulletin on the inside. We want to offer what you want. This is very important. Please fill out that form, get it back to Lee, put it in the plate. All of us, particularly those of us who enjoyed the benefits of the bake sale yesterday, we all probably need to be doing this toning up, rearranging parts of our body that are not where we want them to be, or just getting some better health, making certain that our heart works better. and maybe our legs work a little bit better. Let us know. What would you like? What are your interests? The same thing is another example of feedback. If you will look at the fall gatherings, return better than ever. We want to have programs that you want to hear. We want to do things that you're interested in finding out about. If you've got a topic that interests you, please let us know. Please read that announcement and follow up. And you will notice we don't have a lot of youth here today, but they're off at Big Stuff with Jessica. And there are going to be several activities for the youth. And since some of them are not here, we'll wait and make sure that they get that announcement later. Now, if you will continue to center your minds and hearts on our worship service, wait as we watch the acolyte enter with the light of Christ.
Please stand while we speak this morning's call to worship. Come into the presence of God to be fed. Come to call on God, who is eager to answer. Incline your ear to hear all God would teach. Seek to experience God's steadfast love.
We are here to receive God's blessings. God is our refuge in the frightening world.
God is near to all who call and seek. Come to praise God and to receive a blessing.
Open all our senses to pay close attention, O God. We want to renew our covenant.
Thank you. Please join in praying the prayer of invocation that's found in your bulletin. We are in awe before you, O God, for you have provided for us in rich abundance. The earth is full of your provisions. There is beauty all around us from the work of your hands. You have surrounded us with people who care about us, with the love of Christ. Help us, O God, to count our blessings. Point us beyond our cries and complaints, that we might realize our capacity to act in your name for the sake of others. As we wrestle with issues of faith and trust, help us to risk our false security for the venture of feeding others in the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Let us join together in our affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered unto Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Old Testament reading this morning today comes from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 to 31. Listen now to the reading from God's Word. The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he could not prevail against Jacob, he struck him in the hip socket. And Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What's your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And the man said, "You will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and the humans, and you have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and I have prevailed." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
One of the psalms assigned to this Sunday is Psalm 145. I'll direct your attention to the insert in your bulletin. As you know, the book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. This morning we get a chance to sing the entire psalm, singing a metered and poetic version of it to a tune that we use most normally during Advent. The tune is "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus." Please remain seated as we sing Psalm 145.
Glory, O Lord, Savior,
Our epistle reading this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and for them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all. God bless forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Those of you in Radio Land, that was a Coach Dula Sunday School class. And if you like to sing like that and you were not attending a Sunday School class, you got a home, right? And just because they've done away with the lockout doesn't mean that Coach Dula's going to be leaving us. He's going to be staying right here. So we're glad to have him. But seriously, if you are of that age group, just kind of trying to break it down. I got a wide range. But if you like to pick and grin, right, Ken? Yeah, you come, you're more than welcome to come and join with them. They sing like this every Sunday. And so trust you, some people's classes are next door to them, so we'd like to go to prayer at this time, remembering the needs that we have within our church and praying for God's blessings upon our world and our country, and you see the prayer concerns that are printed in your bulletin, let us be in an attitude of prayer. Holy God, as we come before you today, we thank you again that you respond to the needs of your people, and that your people lift up praise and adoration to you. Help us, O God, to continue to embrace our need to worship, our need to be consistent in giving you praise. And Holy God, as we come to you today, and we thank you for the many wonderful works that you have done in our midst, and we pray that you will continue to work within us, helping us to give of that which we have received, that in our world that people would know peace and love and justice and harmony. We pray, O God, that we would too have compassion that you had as we reach out to those with needs. Holy God, be with our country during this time of intense negotiations and struggles. Be with our world, dear God, as we experience conflicts in many places, and we pray for peace, where that individuals would rather get along and take care of one another than to destroy each other because of race or some religious bias. Holy God, we come to you this day and we confess that we have often fallen short, but we pray, dear God, that the courage and strength within us would cause us to continue to grow into the church and to the Christian that you would have us to be. Bless, O God, those in leadership above us, within our civil government and in the church. And pray for those who are away from home, missionaries and soldiers, those in foreign battlefields. And we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers are coming forward to receive the morning offering, I would like to inform you that your parsonage family has now been living in your parsonage for 3 nights, and it's USA paid for. Come in. Thank you. just as the young boy brought his loaves and fishes, his offering to you, we bring to you now this, our offering. Our offering to be used to go from this place to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to share the peace of God where there is conflict, to show love where there is hatred. Holy God, we thank you for your faithful people who give to your kingdom in so many wonderful ways. Bless this offering and those who gave and those who had not this day or chose not to give. Bless all to the glory of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. It's time for the children's message, and I will ask them to begin making their way forward, reminding them to bring any loose change that they have. Over the past couple of weeks, about the past 4 weeks, the loose change offering that the children have been collecting during the children's time has now fully purchased one sheep for the Habitat for Heifer Project International. And I believe that that gift has also been matched with the purchase of a goat. And now I think the children will move on to their next purchase. So children, if you'll come, please.
And as Larry said, the money has been raised to purchase a sheep. And because of the generosity of one of the adults in our congregation, they have matched the money to buy a sheep. And so now we have enough money to purchase a goat as well. And boys and girls, how about you guys sitting down here so I can see you? Y'all come on and sit on the floor, okay? You too, sit on the floor. Come on over this way. Richie, come on, sit over here so I can see your faces. I want to congratulate you. You have done a great thing. God has really blessed you in allowing you to bring this offering for the last few weeks to put in these boxes. He has allowed you to bring the money to provide these animals for needy families. So God is blessing you and also blessing these families that you're helping. The goat and the sheep would be able to provide milk and maybe cheese and possibly soap for the people that receive these animals. And also they can use the shearing from these animals possibly to make material so that they can have clothing to wear. You know, God takes the little bit that we have and he does much with it. Little becomes much in God's hands. And I just want to thank you for that. I also want to challenge you to think about purchasing another animal. And I brought a picture of an animal that I thought would be kind of neat for you to purchase. It's not one that you see around here very much. It's a llama. It's a llama. And a llama is kind of related to the camel. It's not as big an animal as the camel. And it doesn't have the hump in the middle of its back. But it has that long neck. And a llama is an animal, it's a beast of burden. It can carry a lot of heavy weight. It can carry up to 30% of its body weight. And I believe I read that a llama can weigh from like 250 to 400 pounds as an adult. So that's a pretty good amount of weight, isn't it? Also, the fur from the llama is nice and soft, and it makes wonderful sweaters and clothing. So you would be helping a family by collecting money for the llama for a third family. Would you like to do that? Is everybody okay with that? Let me see thumbs up if you want to do that. I don't see every thumb up, but looks like it's a majority. Okay, every thumb is up now. Okay, so we will purchase a llama, but you know what? The llama costs a little bit more than the goat and the sheep. It cost $150. But as quickly as you all raise the money for the sheep, well, thank you. I think we'll be able to get $150 for the llama, don't you? Great. Okay. Well, you talk to Mom and Dad about donating some of that, okay? You know, this reminds me, your generosity in wanting to share the little bit that you have reminds me of another story about a little boy that gave his lunch, all the lunch that he had for that day, to Jesus so that Jesus could bless it or ask God to bless it and share it with all the thousands of people that were there that day. There were over 5,000 people there listening to Jesus preach, watching him heal people, and they were hungry. It was time to eat, and they were really starved. Nobody had any food but this one little boy. And let's see, I bet he was no bigger than Spence. Spence, stand up. Let's see how tall you are. That little boy was probably no bigger than Spence. And he had 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish in his packet for lunch. Okay, let me see. Now, the loaves of bread that he had were not the big old long loaves that we have. They're the small loaves, just enough for one boy. So he gave it to Jesus, and Jesus blessed it, asked God to bless that food. And he gave it to the disciples and said, pass this around to all the people sitting here on the grass today. The people ate enough until they were filled. And then there were 12 baskets of leftovers. Can you imagine? So Jesus took the little bit that that little boy had, and he did much with it, didn't he? He made a lot of people feel like they were filled up after eating all that food. Now, what can we learn from this Bible lesson today? We learned that when we give what we have to God, he can take it, he can bless it, and he can do more than we could ever imagine. Even though we may not have very much, little becomes much in God's hands. Let's pray, please, before we're dismissed. Dear Father, just as Jesus used the lunch of a small boy to feed more than 5,000 people, we pray that you will use these boys and girls here today and that you would bless the offerings that they are bringing each week in order to purchase a llama for a family that is in need. We pray your continued blessings on the children here at Main Street and pray that they will bless not only those people they've never met that they're helping out, but the people that they see on a day-to-day basis. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
gospel lesson is found in the gospel according to Matthew. Begin reading with the 13th verse of the 14th chapter. Hear now the reading of God's word. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. And he went ashore and saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desert place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the village and buy food for themselves." And Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." And they replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave it to the crowd, and they all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 basketful. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Years ago, when I was in grade school, we would begin the morning by the teacher taking the roll and seeing which ones were going to eat in the dining room and which ones had brought their own lunches. And it was just a normal thing that a lot of the kids would bring their own little brown bag lunches, and the teacher would say, "Okay, write your name on your bag and take it to the back of the class." And they would all be there until we went to lunch later in the day. And then we would all come together and sit there at the table in the dining room. And it was amazing how many times we would try to switch from those of us who ate in the dining room with those who brought their own lunches, because we wanted to have some of what they had and they wanted to have some of what we had. And we would switch back and forth. Of course, you know, the lunches sat there before refrigeration and all that was available there in the school, and before they discovered that, you know, things could spoil. We didn't have that type of acknowledgement then, I don't guess. As I read this passage of Scripture and I think about an event like that, how a mother would fix maybe a brown bag lunch for her son or daughter, as the case may be. And this little fella had found reason to be interested, and not only him, but it said 5,000 men, and the assessment is at least 10, 12, maybe even 20,000 people are gathered around this time when Jesus is preaching. But Jesus has an issue. The issue is that his cousin has been murdered. And Jesus feels the need to be able to maybe get away for a while, a time to relax, a time to pull together those emotions when the reality is what can happen to a person when a lust-filled, crazed leader can kill a person who is a prophet of God. And Jesus certainly was dealing with his own demise, the reality of his own crucifixion. A lot of things possibly were going on inside of Jesus, and he felt the need to get away. Sometimes those of us in ministry need time just to get away. I remember Thanksgiving evening here at the church. Service was over. I had plans to immediately leave to go out of town to be with family on the next day. I was in that deprogramming mode. A long, full day was behind us. And in walked a transient type person. And I was not in the frame of mind to take time to reach out to this individual. And I told him, I said, "You're catching me at the end of a service, at the end of the day. I'm exhausted. You're just going to have to deal with somebody else. I'm out of here." And I left. Jesus could have felt the same way in this passage. It was a time when maybe mentally and emotionally he was just not present. And yet, he was. The Bible says that he had compassion and he healed their sick. He touched their needs. He responded to them. I think about this young boy as he was there during that time and what he experienced with his loaves and fishes. Charles Swindoll tells a story about a young boy named Danny. Danny comes out of the Sunday school class and he is looking for his mom and his dad, and he finds his dad and he runs up and grabs him around the leg and he squeezes. He said, "Boy, Dad," he said, "that story about Moses and those children of Israel, now that was something." His dad said, "Well, son, tell me about it." "Well, the children of Israel," he said, "were making it across the desert," and said, "they came to the Red Sea. The Pharaoh's army was closing in hard behind them. And Moses picks up the walkie-talkie and he calls in the Israeli Air Force and says they began to lay bombs on them, and says, and he also, while they were putting it on that army, he said, they called and they the Navy, and while they were doing all that, they built a pontoon bridge across the Red Sea and said all those children of Israel made it across, and said after they crossed over, said the Air Force came in and blew up that pontoon bridge and Pharaoh's army was drowned in the sea. What part of them was left?" His dad said, "Son, did they tell you that in Sunday school?" He said, "No, Dad, but the story they told me, you'd never believe it." I think about this young boy. When maybe he comes home to his mom and says, "Mom, you know, those 5 loaves and 2 fish you gave me, you're not going to believe what me and Jesus did. We fed that whole crowd." I can imagine the mom looking at him and saying, "Son, don't you be exaggerating." When we think about our lives and we think about the church and we think about our needs and our world, the reality is that God is in the miracle business. God does do miracles. I have read many passages that talk about this encounter, and some will say, well, there was a source of food that Jesus knew something about. Others will say, well, some saw that what this young boy did in giving his meal, and others reached and they had food as well, and they put it there and they put it all together. And some of individuals like myself believe that God fed that whole crowd with those loaves and fishes. I can only imagine as Jesus is breaking the bread and he's giving it out, and the bread just continues and continues and continues, and Jesus keeps breaking and keeps giving. And in the end, There are 12 basketfuls so that these unbelieving disciples now can share. The church that I pastored a few years ago, Pisgah United Methodist, determined that they needed a new addition to their church. We entered into a stewardship financial campaign, and when I left, they had amassed about half of the monies that they needed to purchase or to build this facility. And they had determined that when they reached 50% of their needed revenues, that they would start the building. You can go by there today, and there stands this nice edifice in behind the church. Pisgah United Methodist Church has been a part of the life of Florence for years and years, over 200 years. Originally was called the Russell Meeting House. And so this church is on the corner there of Ebenezer Road and Hoffmeyer. It's a beautiful structure. People are continually coming by, and when I was a pastor, and asking me if they could paint this church, or if they could put it on a calendar or something that they had. And it's in a lot of the drawings around town, and when you see historical places, inevitably Pisgah is one of them. They had a need. The need was that they needed to finish paying for this structure. Someone came to them and said, "I'm going to give you the money that you need to pay off your structure interest free. Here's what you need to pay each month, and if this is all right with you, this is what I'll do." They needed a roof. The roof that they have on the church is over 100 years old and leaks. They tried to repair it while I was there. It didn't work. It still leaks unless they've replaced it. This individual came and said, "I understand you have an expense." He says, "I'm going to do the same thing for the roof that I did for the building. You can have the money, interest free. This is what your payments will be." Now, you can call it a miracle, or you can call it just a human thing, or you can justify it in any way that you want to. The fact is that there was a need, that God touched a person's heart, and they responded, and the need is being met, and the church continues to grow. With these individuals that were following Jesus, they were looking for a king. They were looking for somebody that could meet their needs. Now, you think about an individual that could feed 5,000 plus individuals with a few loaves and fishes. Now, that's a person you want to make king. They could resolve all the hunger issues. They could resolve all those other issues within the society. And so they wanted to make Jesus king. As I think about these individuals, they are the ones who had David in their lineage, Solomon, Malachi, Elijah, Elisha. But currently they had nobody. Currently they were occupied and They were under Roman bondage. And they were thinking, one of our great prophets of old has returned. And you could ask the question, or Jesus could have asked the question, who do people say that I am now? Who do people say that I am now that they've had their fill of loaves and fishes? Who do people say that I am now that my needs have been, their needs have been met? That they were all satisfied. As I think about this passage of Scripture, my question comes, and who are we in this passage of Scripture? Are we one of the disciples that wanted to send the people away? Are we a part of the crowd that really is not committed, really is just there maybe for the entertainment? Maybe has no real heart commitment, but likes to see a good show. Are we that little boy? Says, Lord, I don't have a lot, but what I have, you can use it. How is it in this passage of Scripture that Christ speaks to us and says to you and to me, who do you say that I am? A man visited his local priest. His wife had died, and this man just could not be consoled. He visited time and time and time again, trying to deal with this loss. And one day he had a bouquet of flowers. The priest said, what are you doing with the flowers? He said, well, after our meeting, says, I'm going to the grave. The priest said, I want you to do something a little different. I want you to take those flowers. I want you to go to the hospital. I want you to visit some individuals and take a flower and give them a flower. He said that the next time the man came, he told the priest, he said, you know, I met so many wonderful people in giving out those flowers. Said that I don't really have time for my meeting today. I've got some appointments that I need to make giving flowers to other people. On a bathroom wall was written these words, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Somebody came along underneath it and wrote, Jesus would wash his hands. And somebody else came along and wrote underneath it, and Jesus would wash your feet. How is it that we use those things that God has given to us? Amen. Our closing hymn, number 672, God be with you till we meet again. Thank you. benediction is a responsive benediction found in your bulletin. It is by our love that we are known to be followers of Christ. It is by changing what we were when we came here, we will not be when we leave, for we have met each other in the presence of God. Let us therefore show love for one another